Sam, Sebi, and DDD, A Day with the Duchess. Sam, Sebi, and DDD live in sunny Singapore. While Sebi and DDD like soldiers, pilots, and action heroes, Sam likes princesses. She even named one of her hamsters, Kate, after her very favorite princess in the whole wide world, Catherine, Duchess of Cambridge. One day, Sebi had the most exciting news. Prince William, Duke of Cambridge, and his Princess Catherine, Duchess of Cambridge, are in Singapore. They're going to Gardens by the Bay tomorrow. Hooray! Cried Sam. Let's take Kate to meet them. Early the next morning, Sam, Sebi, DDD, and Kate went to Gardens by the Bay. A lot of people were already there, and it soon became really, really crowded. Then it became really, really hot, and Kate began to fuss. She did not like the heat. The princess will be here soon, Sam promised. Kate sighed and crawled into Sam's pocket. Just then, DDD called out, Look, they are here! The crowd began to cheer and wave their flags as the royal tram came by. The tram stopped right in front of Sam, Sebi, and DDD, and the prince and princess stepped off. The princess is here, said Sam. Kate popped her head out of Sam's pocket. The crowd began to chant for the princess. Kate! 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 This frightened the hamster because she thought everyone was shouting at her. She leapt out of Sam's pocket and scurried to the ground. Kate! Cried Sam, terrified that she would get trampled.
I'll get her,
said DDD as he dived after the hamster. Kate darted this way and that before she disappeared into a forest of lakes.
I can't find Kate anywhere,
whined DDD.
Oh goodness gracious me, where can she be?
Sam asked.
There,
said Sebi, pointing at the princess.
Right there.
The princess was carrying a bunch of flowers, and there, in the middle, was one very furry flower. But that wasn't a furry flower at all. It was Kate.
Kate!
Sam yelled. The princess turned and waved, then stepped into her car with Kate.
Oh no, said Sam. Don't worry. We will go to their next stop at Queenstown, said Sebi. We'll try to get her back there.
It was really, really, really crowded at Queenstown, and it was really, really, really hot too. When the prince and princess arrived, the drummers started drumming. The lion dancers started dancing. The crowd started cheering, and Sam, Sebi, and DDD started looking out for Kate. And there she was, following the princess everywhere. She looked as if she was having the best time ever. She wasn't even scared when people started shouting, Kate! Kate! Sam, Sebi, and DDD yelled, Kate! Too, but the hamster couldn't hear them. At the end of the visit, she hopped into the car with the prince and princess and they drove away.
I don't think I'll ever get Kate back,
Sam said, sniffling.
I may never see her again.
Why don't we go to their hotel, the Raffles, said Sebi. We'll see the prince and princess before they leave.
Don't cry, we'll get her back,
added DDD. They got to the Raffles Hotel bright and early the next morning. Sam brought some flowers, hoping to give them to the princess. When a very nice man saw them, he said,
You can stand here along the red carpet to meet the prince and princess. Would you like that?
Sam, Sebi, and DDD nodded their heads. A little while later, the hotel doors opened and the prince and princess walked up. But Sam couldn't see Kate.
Hello, said the prince and princess. How very nice to see you.
Sebi asked the prince a lot of questions.
Do you have a palace? Do you wear a big crown? Do you really fly a helicopter? I want to fly a helicopter too,
DDD said. As the prince laughed and answered their questions, the princess turned to Sam.
Are those flowers for me?
She asked. Sam tried to smile, but all she could do was nod her head.
Thank you, said the princess. They are so pretty, but why do you look so sad?
It's Duchess Kate, my hamster, Sam explained. I named her after you, but we lost her when she jumped into your bouquet at Gardens by the Bay. Now I don't know where she is.
The princess smiled.
Don't worry, I think I know just where she is.
Then a guard carrying a purple cushion walked up to them. And there, sitting on the cushion, was Kate.
Thank you,
Sam said, giving the princess the biggest hug ever. The princess gave her an even bigger hug back.
Thank you for letting me spend a day with the Duchess. I was just about to look for you. We had a lot of fun, but she missed you, and she told me she was ready to go home.
Soon it was time for the prince and princess to go. They stepped into their car and waved goodbye. When Sam, Sebi, and DDD got home, Kate told them all about her day with the prince and the princess. She had an amazing time. She also told them a secret. Can you guess what it was?